The huge, majestic Piazza San Marco, lined with cafes and their orchestras, facing dazzling facades, and so crammed with tourists, you can hardly move. Visitors flocking here to Venice is nothing new, but it's a particular kind of visitor that has Venetians increasingly exasperated. The ones who wave from the 600 or so cruise ships that dominate the view as they glide by the City of Canals each year. The ones who breeze through here in less than a day.
Abbiamo tante barche, portate pazienza, che non è detto.
The cruise ship tourist was the target of protesters recently gathered under the rain.
Dov'è Piazza Marco Polo?
In this skit, protesters make fun of the clueless questions some cruise ship passengers ask, like, where is Piazza Marco Polo, which doesn't exist? But behind the mocking is a life and death issue for Venice. For years, Venetians have been protesting the giant ships, which pump out clouds of diesel and displace lagoon water.
When you live in a city and majority of the people around you are not going to stay, just leave after some hours, so you can imagine that the entire city changes.
Eleonora Sovrani is an artist who, like many here, has benefited from the cruise business. She worked in the cruise ship hub 8 years ago, where she helped manage the flows of thousands of passengers heading into Venice, often with maps in hand, directing them to outlet shops for brands featured on the cruise ship.
They were all asking to go directly to the center, Piazza San Marco, 12,000 at the same moment.
Sovrani says those thousands of day trippers have had a radical impact on the city. Traditional shops, services, and meeting places have given way to cheap souvenir shops. As tourists poured in, Venetians have left, renting out their apartments for three times the amount to, well, more tourists. In the past 60 years, the population has shrunk from about 200,000 to 50,000. Off a little side canal in a converted industrial space, Jane DeMosto heads up a citizens group trying to revitalize Venice for its inhabitants. Projects to develop the old shipyard with a high-tech artisan hub to draw young people back. But she says for those things to happen, the government has to change.
The municipality of Venice is run by a lot of people that don't have any direct stake in the city because they don't live here. They might own businesses that depend on tourism in Venice.
DeMosto is talking about the nearby mainland city of Mestre, where Venetians who have left often end up living. Venice and Mestre combine to make one municipal government. But DeMosto and others say the only solution is for Venice to gain full control. They're mobilizing to hold a referendum that would separate the two cities.
That doesn't mean that Venice is going to be detaching itself and isolating itself from the mainland, from Italy. But Venice does need very specific attention to the very unique features that make Venice, Venice.
Megan Williams, DW Radio, Venice.